Well, day three has been another incredible day, and I suppose the indicator of that is we started out this morning thinking we had four appointments, and we've ended up meeting with six groups of people, and they've ranged on the one end from UNICEF right through to a private sector drug distributor trying to make a living when shipments of drugs come in unannounced and completely wipe out his business in a particular line of pharmaceuticals. So we've had quite a wide perspective on the whole drug logistics situation in Zambia. One thing that emerged from the UNICEF meeting, which is quite interesting, is they are running a program, or about to start a program, where they give cash to new mothers. So when mothers come through the health system, either prenatal or antenatal, they are registered and they receive payments, cash payments, when they complete certain parts of their child's health program, so when they complete an immunization program or whatever. And of course that empowers the mother to make purchase decisions, including those that relate to the health of her child. These programs are taking place in the most remote districts in Zambia. But it did make us think that actually one element of a trial of Cholalife might be in these areas where mothers have the money, if they want to, if they choose to spend on things like oral rehydration salts, diarrhea treatment kits and so on. And so if the cash payments were linked to an advertising social marketing campaign to make people aware that these kits were available, then they could choose to buy them themselves. And that would sort of bypass all of the fairly sophisticated monitoring and reward processes that we are thinking about using mobile phones. And it might be that actually we do a comparison. We do an aspect of the Cholalife trial in these areas and an aspect in other areas where people don't have the cash, and we would motivate the wholesalers and retailers by giving them payments for actually delivering the mother's kids to community health workers. So we keep gathering information, we keep learning. We had the first challenges today from PSI, or the affiliate of PSI in Zambia, called the Society for Family Health, which is very healthy. But PSI are the world leaders on the engagement of the private sector in health matters, including drug distribution. So it's really important that we take note of what they say. And in fact, I have had a link with PSI before, in that I went to the PSI people in Tanzania when I was there, and I mentioned Cholalife and what we were doing, how we were working with Coca-Cola. And that, I met with Dr. Jay Miller when I was there, and that led to some sort of an arrangement between PSI and Coca-Cola, whereby PSI provided wholesale condoms to Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola took them to the bars and clubs that they were distributing their drink to, and the people who ran those bars sold them at a retail price and made a profit. So, we have some track record with PSI in a slightly different area. So, tomorrow we have only one meeting scheduled, but that's good because we've got so much information that we need to assimilate from today. So we'll be doing that. And then we need to prepare also for the workshop on Wednesday. I'm very pleased that all the people, except for the private sector guy that we met today, will be participating in the workshop. So all in all, another good day. Feels like it was a week long, but actually it was just one day. We continue to learn, and it'll all feed into the workshop on Wednesday next week.